The first way that you can reduce the time you're spending on unimportant things and therefore get more important stuff done instead is to say no to those unimportant things. And I think, particularly in your personal life, this is a brilliant option. I had someone on a training course once who said the biggest thing he wanted to get from the course was to get out of darts. I asked him, what do you mean exactly? And he said, well, I'm very good at darts and I play for three teams and each team has one match a week and also practices once a week. So I'm playing darts six nights a week and I'm bored with darts. What should I do? Well, as you can imagine, I suggested that he picked one of the teams and say to them, sorry guys, I can't get the time anymore. So I'm going to have to quit as soon as you can find someone else. That's what I suggested. And then guess what he said? Ooh, I can't do that. They need me. I'm the best player. I run the accounts and the diary. And you can probably also guess what I then said. Tough. It's your life. You don't have to spend it doing something you don't want to do. You've probably only got 800 weeks left, so don't use them all up playing darts if you don't want to. So why didn't he want to say no to the darts guys? Perhaps he wasn't assertive enough to confront them. Or maybe he liked being needed. Or maybe he would have felt guilty letting them down. But let's just think about that for a minute. Would it be selfish of him to walk out on the darts team? I think if you define selfish as looking after your own life, then yes, it would be selfish. But if you think of selfish as a bad thing, which it usually is assumed to be, then I don't think he was selfish in a bad way. In fact, maybe the team were being selfish, making him play when he didn't want to. Maybe whenever you feel pressure to do something you don't want to do, there is somebody else being selfish, putting that pressure on you. Now, of course the darts team would find someone else, and they'd be fine. They probably wouldn't even miss him. But what if they did? What if him leaving was going to ruin their lives? Well, there's a thing called the utility theory of happiness, which says that ideally you would maximise the happiness of the whole system. So if his small gain by leaving is going to be outweighed by their grief at losing him, then maybe he should stay. It's okay to look after yourself, but not if it costs other people a significant amount. Recently, my wife and I were invited to a wedding in Scotland, which is about 8 hours' drive from where I live. It was the wedding of a distant cousin of hers, who we don't really know at all. And I was thinking, several days of travel, hundreds of pounds of cost. I know Scotland is romantic and we'll get free cake, but I don't really want to go. I've only got 800 weekends left, and spending one of them on a stranger's wedding isn't very high on my list. So I asked my wife, do you want to go to this wedding? Not really, she said, but I think we ought to. Anyway, I persuaded her out of it, and we didn't go. And did we ruin their wedding day? No. I bet they didn't even notice. In fact, it probably meant they could invite some of their friends instead of those miserable relatives from down south. If not going would have ruined their wedding, then we should have gone. But that wasn't the case. A whole extra weekend, 801 weekends. Thank you very much. Now that was a whole weekend. But imagine if you just said no to the occasional thing, just 1 hour per week of saying no. That would add up to 52 hours a year, which is at least a whole working week. Imagine a whole week of pure, uninterrupted time. Not one of your current rubbish weeks full of interruptions and phone calls and emails and meetings, but a week of pure time. Wow, that would be useful, wouldn't it? You could get loads done. In fact, I suspect you'd be bored after the first couple of days. It's a lot of time. So, you don't have to become a miserable, unhelpful person who says no to everything. Just occasionally, just an hour a week would be great. So have a think now about some things that you could say no to, that you'd like to say no to, or that you ought to say no to.